On Christmas Eve in 2018, a fire at U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works near Pittsburgh knocked out pollution controls for 3.5 months. The incident at the largest coke plant in North America led to high pollution levels in the region. A federal lawsuit filed over the fire and the subsequent air pollution has been settled. Our own Reed Frazier broke the story, and he joins me now to talk about it. Reed, remind us what caused the fire.
The fire was a result of several things that went wrong all at the same time. Several pieces of equipment were either completely rusted out or cracked. There was, to begin with, a leaky roof in one of the plant's buildings. That leak led to corrosion on a pipe. That pipe wasn't fully inspected for years. The pipe finally broke, and when it landed, it broke open a line carrying oil and started the fire. And there was more. There was a machine that had a metal rod called a rotor. That rotor was already 80% cracked when the fire began, and that led to more problems. Finally, a shutoff valve that should have stopped the flow of flammable gas into the room was rusted shut, and so the fire escalated quickly.
How do we know all these details?
That's an interesting thing. Because there was a lawsuit, there was this process called discovery. And these details were made public only through this lawsuit. Penn Environment and the Clean Air Council, along with the Allegheny County Health Department, sued the company. They were the plaintiffs. And as part of the lawsuit, they got to examine U.S. Steel's own internal investigation into what happened. And in a deposition that was made public because of this lawsuit, the county's lead investigator in air quality called the conditions in the plant decrepit and the worst he'd ever seen.
What were the impacts of the fire?
Well, basically, for 4 months, the plant was without its ability to siphon off sulfur gases from its coke oven emissions. All it could do, since it wasn't willing to put the plant on idle, was to simply burn the gases off. And this isn't great because it creates sulfur dioxide, which is very bad for your health. It basically burns the lining of your throat and lungs, and sulfur dioxide emissions went up, by some accounts, 4,500% on certain days. Asthma cases in the county got worse. There was more hospitalization for people with asthma, according to studies that were done after this incident. And some people were told to just stay inside. I mean, and it was a little bit like going back in time to an era when a lot of the Clean Air Act protections that we enjoy currently were not in existence.
Why wasn't the plant put on idle?
That's a good question. The company said it takes months to put a plant on hot idle, and they just said these are not plants that can just be shut off with the flick of a switch. They are very high temperature. But, you know, environmental groups have pointed out that when the economy's bad, the plant has no problem putting some of its operations on hot idle. The plant was only out of commission for 3.5 months, and it is a long process to put the plant on idle. So, you know, a lot of that probably went into the company's decisions, but basically no one made them stop producing coke.
The plaintiffs were asking for a record $42 million fine from U.S. Steel. What were some other things they asked for that you'll be looking for when the final agreement is made public?
Well, they were seeking an order from the court that U.S. Steel ensure that something like this never happens again at this facility. The company had no backup system it could rely on when these pollution controls went out. They also wanted the company to submit to a third-party safety and operations audit, which U.S. Steel would have had to abide by as long as the costs to follow the recommendations didn't exceed a certain percentage of the company's earnings. And, you know, I'd like to see, besides however big a fine U.S. Steel has to pay, which, you know, the company made $6 billion in profits the last 2 years. I don't think a $40 million fine is going to make or break it. What type of other things the company will agree to do? It's shut down 3 of its 10 coke oven batteries at Clairton, which will reduce pollution from the plant by an estimated 15 to 20%. I wonder if this development, the shutting down of coke oven batteries, will play into what the company agrees to do in its settlement.
What does U.S. Steel have to say about this lawsuit and settlement, and when will we hear more about it?
Well, the company says it's pleased that it's come to a tentative agreement, an agreement in principle. And the judge in the case has set a May 1st deadline for the parties to come to a final agreement. So we should know by May 1st, if not sooner.
Okay. Thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
Reed Frazier covers energy for the Allegheny Front. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.